The tower's searchlight circles the Gangnam district of Neo-Seoul at a uniform rate. At the center of the district, a band calling itself C'est La Vie gives a regulated concert. Four guys on lead guitar, bass, keyboard, and drums. One girl on voice. The light is yellow as it searches the grassy park where the concert's being held. Yellow as it searches the food and promotion carts forming a broken wall between the park and the blue-lit streets of the grid. It rests for a moment at the front of the stage, fake sunlight in the night, illuminating pale faces in the crowd. Suddenly, the searchlight turns from yellow to red, a jarring hitch-in-the-breath switch. It's a warning. 20 minutes until midnight. 20 minutes until the trains stop in the sky, until the magnet of the grid shuts down, until the dome closes. 20 minutes until curfew. Red. The color of fear. It makes everyone look harsh and inhuman, bloody and faceless. And then it's gone. The light passes. It moves on to the rest of the district. Nobody at the concert seems to notice its arrival and departure. Nobody but me. I reach into my pocket and pull out a couple of square pills, popping them quick. Bright lights give me headaches. Loud noises irritate me. But I have only myself to blame. I've been to concerts before. There's a momentary lull after the last set. Enough time for the tower light to sweep over the crowd. The lead singer of C'est La Vie, her heart-shaped face enlarged on the hollow screens behind her, lifts her microphone to her pink-stained mouth. I can see the puffs of breath that fall from her lips. No instruments accompany her. Not for these first words, spoken as if they're her last. "Please tell me," she sings. "Please tell me why people hurt one another."